Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy with ya girls.
Lolo and Shishi.
That is our nicknames that no one else calls us.
I call you Lolo. Mimi calls you Auntie Lolo.
Yeah, and I call you Shishi. Does anyone else call you Shishi?
No, I think it's just you.
We're so special. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't have a ton of hot tops this week, but
it was a pretty slow week.
It was a slow week. Slow news mm-hmm. week.
Like pop culture yeah. wise, there was lots of other shit going on, like Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. That's for another podcast.
Yeah, not ours. I've got lots of thoughts and I don't want to get excommunicated.
Right.
See, Laura's favorite word.
Apparently, I say excommunicated a lot and I have no idea why.
And
contrived. Well, maybe people should stop being so contrived or they're going to get excommunicated from my life.
Nice.
But anyways, I don't know why I say that a lot, because that to me, excommunicated, is like a church term.
Yep. 100%.
And I'm very much not a church person.
You are not. No.
And
like, I went to Easter Mass this year.
Yes, you did.
And I believe in Allah. But we like Jesus too. He was a prophet.
Weird flex.
But okay.
And I don't even watch church documentaries, so I'm not sure why that's in my vocabulary, but anyways, we'll see how many times it comes up tonight.
Did you write it in a brief or anything like that?
No, like, I don't think I've literally cannot think of a single instance of my life where I've said excommunicated, but now apparently it's my thing.
What about contrived?
Contrived, I say all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I always say totally.
No, that's also something I say.
Yeah. I say yeah and agreed.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, hot tops.
Yeah, so not much. Pete Davidson was doing a stand-up, and he addressed his beef with Kanye. He said, "I've had a really weird year. I had an AIDS scare this year."
What?
And you're like, "Pete, wow, what's going on in your life? Are you sharing needles? Are you doing heroin? Are you having tons of unprotected sex?" "No, Kanye told me I have AIDS." That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
That is funny. Was that in one of his all caps rants?
I don't remember. That's hilarious. I blocked the Kanye stuff out. Isn't he like in rehab right now? Not for drugs, but like he like went off the grid to a facility to get therapy to become a better man for his family.
Well, that's a great idea.
Wait, you knew that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
This is like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Well, I've already forgotten it.
This was when he decided to, like, this was when he was canceled from Coachella.
Oh. Well, to come to think of it, I haven't heard anything about him in a while.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? Yesterday, I was putting together my playlist for lifting heavy. Anyway, and I put like all these Drake songs and Kendrick songs, whatever. I was going back to like all the old rap that I would listen to.
You hate women?
Yeah. JK. And I went to Kanye and I was like, "Man, I really like his music, like his old stuff, but like, do I have to not listen to it?" And I was like, "F it." I put him on my playlist.
I do love his one album, Yay.
I really liked his College Dropout album and like 808s and Heartbreak and the red one with the fantasies and the dreams. Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I literally have only listened to the one album plus Gold Digger, and that's my like Kanye music knowledge. And his songs with Kid Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi is.
But you know what? Gold Digger still slaps.
It still slaps. You're right. In other Pete Davidson news, Kim Kardashian literally breathes and gets slammed. So she's getting slammed because she was seen telling Pete to take off his hat behind the scenes, prepping for the Met Gala. But all she said, he was wearing two hats and she told him to take one of them off. What is also like, who doesn't tell their man not to wear something?
Yeah, not like, to wear a
like
hat.
Like, you look like an idiot. Take that off.
And not to wear two hats. That yeah. makes complete logical sense.
Yeah. And just the thing that I love about Kim is like, she'll listen to what people have to say if she actually made a mistake about something, like if she was culturally appropriating or whatever. And then she will be like, "Shit, I made a mistake," and then never do it again. So the whole get your fucking ass up and work thing, she like corrected herself and apologized for it. But the other day she was seen wearing a crop top that said, get your fucking ass up and work.
That's
hilarious.
And I was hilarious.
Like, yes, turning limes into lemons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lemons into limes.
Exactly. It works both ways. It means exactly the same thing.
Yep.
Has she responded to Lily Reinhart's, you know, when Lily was upset about her fitting into her dress and all that controversy?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
What? That was like kind of what spawned. That was, maybe it wasn't what spawned, but like Lily Reinhart was right after the Met Gala, took to Instagram and wrote this like lengthy post. She didn't name Kim, but she was like, it's just so horrible for young women to like go and talk about how you're starving to fit in a fucking dress, and like went on and on and on about this. And that's like when we talked about this last week, I thought that's the controversy that you were referring to, because that was the only person that I'd see like that I'd seen directly call out Kim for that issue.
No, like, but that just goes back to what I was saying, which is like so many other women have done this. Like,
well, no, do you know what I was thinking when I was thinking about this further the past week?
Go on.
Was how actors and actresses, and especially male actors, do this all the time. Like, they either gain weight in like mm-hmm. extreme amounts for a role, or shred and become like emaciated for a role,
mm-hmm.
and
they're praised for it.
Yeah, and
look
then
at
they
work,
talk about
work
it.
Ethic, his commitment.
Yeah, like, oh, he's so like a, what's that called when you're a method actor, mm-hmm. and like they get all this praise, and they always talk about it in their interviews, like how mm-hmm. much work they put in, how much they starved themselves. No one says an iota about them. And it's kind of, I know it's different in terms
yeah,
of like they're,
yeah, yeah.
But Kim is a fashion icon.
She is.
As much as she was like putting on this dress, she was putting on like a role and putting on an iconic dress mm-hmm. for a fashion moment. The same as like an actor is putting on like a persona for a role.
100%. Like Halle Berry, she was in that movie where she was a boxer and she did like intense training for 12 hours a day and had a specific diet. Everyone was praising her for her abs and all that stuff. And her friend, I think Lily Reinhart is probably friends with Gigi Hadid, like they're the same age. What about when like Yolanda was telling Gigi she can't eat cake and she has to stop playing volleyball and she has to like work out properly and box and only eat almonds? Like, Kim is not the first person. She's just such an easy target and I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about that more. I'm like, it's really no different, and yet she gets so much flack.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Last piece of Kardashian news. Did you hear that Blac Chyna's mom raised, like, less than $1,000 from fans for after pleading for money to appeal the Kardashian-Jenner court verdict?
Wasn't she, like, kicked out of the courtroom? Like, yeah. Wasn't even allowed to go in anymore?
Yeah. Go, mom.
Oh, no. That's so sad. So there'll be no more Chyna v. Kardashian trials?
I don't think so.
That's disappointing. They put their best foot forward.
Yeah. Do you know what the significance is of Amber Heard mentioning Kate Moss in the Depp trial?
No. Are you about
Same.
To tell me?
No.
Very
I was
helpful.
Just gonna ask.
Very helpful. Yeah. Okay, on to other hot tops that we actually know things about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go this on. Selling the OC is officially coming out?
I think it is coming out. Like, I think they've filmed because they have the cast.
Well, they showed that whole preview at the mm-hmm. end of the Selling Sunset reunion.
Right. Yeah.
It looks way better than Selling Sunset.
You think so?
100%. The people look like... It reminds me of Vanderpump Rules for real estate agents.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
And all my complaints about Selling Sunset, like whatever version it is right now, about them being like fake and contrived. It doesn't seem to apply to this Selling the OC. Like, it seemed really genuine. And like they really were a bunch of young people that got put into an office and then had like real genuine drama come out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Selling Sunset also started off.
But was it? Like, yeah. Didn't they start off? Didn't they start off that show by, like, plunking in Chrishell, who literally, like, knew nothing about
Fake
real estate?
Bitch.
And, and all of a sudden, the entire show was about, like, oh, new girl Chrishell. Like, it was
the Chris Shaw
made
show.
Up, mm. not contrived, made up. And that was my issue with it. I don't think it was ever organic.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Do you know I listened to a podcast the other day with Kate?
You listened to a podcast other than ours?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
It was a reality show podcast, but I don't know which one it was, but with Juliet Littman. She does a bunch of Ringer podcasts.
How dare you?
I know. The betrayal. She did an interview with Kate from The Bachelor. Bachelor. Kate? So she was barely on, but she works at the Oppenheim Group.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And she did an interview with her, and oh, my gosh, I love her. Really? She was, like, so smart, so, like, well-spoken. Mm-hmm. And she said, like, she was giving all the tea about the Oppenheim Group. And she's like, no, we actually do work out of that office. And if there are a lot of people there, like, you just kind of, like, find a desk to work at. And if they're filming, like, maybe we have to work elsewhere that day. But she's like, we actually legitimately do work at that office, and there are a lot of other people that work at the brokerage. And it was just really interesting pod. And I love her. Like, I think she needs to be on Selling Sunset.
Maybe I'll give it a listen.
Yeah, it was good.
Why does Mimi, my cat, always choose to sit next to you?
Because she loves me.
When you're here,
she loves me. I'm kind. I throw the ball.
Fantastic. I don't like, amazing. Just.
Never been done before.
Okay, so Selling OC is coming out.
Yeah, so that brings us to the Selling Sunset reunion.
Does it?
Well, I mean,
because we're going before backwards. That,
what?
Tomorrow is the premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It is. You told me that right before this pod, and I was shocked. Yeah. Shook.
Did you see any of the previews that were released this week? I did not, because I didn't want to.
I did. I watched, there was this brief back and forth.
Wow, we switched
between
places.
She's like paying attention to things these days. That's, she is in me.
There she was is not. This, she has in me.
There was one clip of Erica talking to Garcelle.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that one?
No.
Oh, anyways. Like, Garcelle literally was contributing nothing. She looked like there was nothing behind her eyes. She was just sitting there and, like, contributing one-word answers, like, huh.
Like,
yes.
Me?
I see. It was hilarious.
Okay, that reminds me that there was, did you see Queens of Bravo reposted a story by this account that's covering the Erica Jayne trial?
I saw it, but I didn't read it because it was a lot of words.
Yeah, it was a lot. I was going to ask if you understood it.
Did you read it?
I did.
It seemed like the very brief skimming I did of it, and this could be totally wrong because I read it in 2 seconds, was that Erica, like, they padded on the books as if Girardi Keys had given her a loan.
Yes. A $25 million loan.
Yeah. And I think that relates to this clip that I saw that was between Erica and Garcelle. And Erica...
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, because Erica was like, the $20 million, $25 million, I never saw it. It was never in my account. And then shortly thereafter was the Queens of Bravo post with the thing saying basically that, like, it was on the books as if it was a loan from Girardi to
EJ Global LLC.
Yeah.
And it was all signed by Erica Girardi. That's the thing.
Right. So it's like she was a bold-faced liar.
Yeah. But then, like, I read some of the comments and they were like, oh, I worked for this company that dealt with celebrities or, like, really rich people. And the amount of wives that just blindly sign things that their husbands tell them to is ridiculous. But I don't believe Erica's innocent. So I'm not going to.
And even so, like, just because you don't read a contract before you sign it doesn't mean it's binding upon you. Like, that's your own fault. If mm-hmm. that's your own ignorance. Like,
yep.
Ignorance is not bliss.
Yeah. It's not like she's not a sophisticated party.
Exactly. So I think that's not even an excuse if she's like, oh, I just signed whatever was put in front of me. Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So go to jail. But honestly, I'm not looking forward to another season of this whole Erica trial thing
I really
again.
Hope it's not about that. But it seems like it's not.
No, like it seems like there's going to be so much other beef between
people. At
least
with Rinna.
She keeps on going up. I have not been able to keep up with her and her Sutton rainbow posts. Like every
Me neither.
There's so many of them. Like, I don't understand what this cryptic thing is referring to. I'm just going to watch and see.
It's probably going to be so overhyped.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm still here for it.
Yeah, I'm excited to have Real Housewives back because right now all that's on is Real Housewives of New Jersey.
So I was thinking of giving Atlanta a try.
Oh,
interesting. We're only 2 episodes in.
Okay. Maybe yeah. I'll give it a try. But yeah. I feel like we're going to be overloaded soon here once everything comes back.
Yeah, because Ultimate Girls Trip, Southern Charm, what else?
Beverly Hills.
Dubai.
Is Potomac? Oh, no, Potomac's not for a while.
Dubai,
yes. Wow. But I don't know why I say overloaded. Like, literally on Sunday, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got so much TV to watch.
That's because you have been Little Miss Social Butterfly.
It's exhausting and I hate it.
She's been burnt out.
I'm so burnt out.
She's been thinking, how does Shireen do it every day?
I know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take tomorrow and Thursday night off. Thursday and Friday off.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I've got slow pitch.
What?
I'm playing slow pitch for a different team tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
My boyfriend's team.
What?
Yeah, I hadn't told you that yet.
Is guys, that
I'm a sports player.
She is very good at sports.
No, because our pod's Tuesday nights.
No, but is that going to conflict with our league?
It might. So I'm only like filling in. I'm not like a team member. Yeah, I'm filling in. So anyways, because your big birthday, guys and gals, it's Shishi's big B-Day. Yay! On Saturday.
The best day of everyone's lives.
Yeah.
Literally since April 14th, I've been messaging my mom, dad, and sister every day being like, only 30 days until the best day of your life. Only 29 days till the best day. My sister just laughs. My mom is like, I know. My dad ignores me.
Nice.
I did say it once to my brother. And so my sister-in-law's birthday is the day before mine. He was like, what? No, so-and-so's birthday is in 29 days. And
Savage.
Like, I was like, you mean Mimi. Because my cat, Mimi, her birthday is the day. Hi, Mimi. Her birthday is the day before mine.
What are we doing to celebrate her?
So funny you ask. My friend today invited me to the night market for Friday. And I was like, oh, yeah, sounds fun. Because, you know, I'm a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, shit, wait, it's Mimi's birthday. So I got to check in with her and see what she wants to do.
Is she going to come with you? Put her in a backpack.
I could.
That would be a fun outing.
She would be so stressed. She would
hate it.
Yeah, that would not be a good birthday for her.
Maybe she can hang out with me. I think that's what she really wants.
Honestly, probably. I think, like, her ideal day is just me sitting on the couch with her. Like, she loves that.
Do you know what we love to do over at my house?
What?
Sitting on the couch with our cats doing nothing. So I know. She wants to come hang out.
Every time I get a snap from you, like, you know how red is for a picture, purple's for a video?
Yeah.
I see purple and I'm like, oh, here we go. And it's like a close-up of Wizzy or like a zoom in on Toonie cuddling with you.
Yeah. And but I'm the only person that's awake in the house.
Teep sent me a funny snap the other day of Wizzy, and he just had such a derp face on.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
He is a twerp.
So Laura's boyfriend, like, doesn't really show emotion. But this past weekend when Laura was out doing social things, I had to feed her cats. And I saved his messages in the Snapchat conversation. I went to go feed the cats the first time in the day. And I sent a video and he was like, you're the best! 3 exclamation marks. And I was like, wow! Immediately told you. Yeah. Then I went again in the evening and did it. And he was like, thank you! ! And I told you again.
Now, are you like, do you feel like more connected to him? Like,
no.
You guys, oh, okay.
I think he only cares for the cats.
Oh, truly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are his number one priority.
Yeah. But yeah, it's my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, so we're going to be celebrating. We'll recap all the events next week in our hot tub segment.
Yeah, that'll be hot tubs for sure. For sure.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get another really fun voice note that I wanted to play for you guys, but Shireen won't allow me to play. But
no, I have family members listening. No, I had a really rough night Saturday.
Really interesting night. Mm-hmm. But anyways, back to pop culture. So
there's nothing else.
No, there is. There's lots of marriages happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they'll have the same anniversary as you.
Oh, my God. How dare they?
Mm-hmm.
It is an auspicious day, though.
An auspicious day?
Yeah.
What does that word even mean?
Auspicious?
Yeah.
Like glorious, blessed.
Really? I've never heard that.
Growing up in my community, we would always refer to our spiritual leader's birthday or like New Year's as an auspicious day.
Hmm. You're sounding very narcissistic today.
Favorable. Listen, I have to appreciate my birthday enough for the both of us, like, because you don't really like your birthday.
No, I panic and cry and have emotional breakdowns.
Can confirm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I gotta be happy for your birthday and my birthday on one day.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited.
Me too.
So the marriages. So this weekend, Stassi of Vanderpump Rules and Beau of Stassi and Beau are getting married in Italy.
Rome.
I think they're getting married in Rome. So I was listening to a podcast, another podcast that Stassi was on.
How dare you?
I know. And
you don't even listen to ours.
That's because I'm present for it.
Yeah, you just don't want to hear what you sound like.
Also that.
Fair.
But so they're in. So originally, so I was listening to this podcast and she was saying how originally, obviously, it was supposed to be filmed, right? Because like it was originally supposed to happen two years ago. Yeah, pre-cancellation of Stassi.
Two years ago.
Yeah, so they had it planned and like they had it limited to all these venues that like would allow filming and such. And so they had the venue and then it got deferred because of COVID, but they wouldn't give a refund. So they're going to the same venue, but because it's so expensive and now it's no longer being funded, they cut their wedding down from like over 100 people to 35 people.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I saw today.
Do they not have money?
Well, probably not that much. I mean, she got canceled from everything. The only thing that she had left.
Her podcast, her book.
No, her podcast got canceled. Now she's got the Patreon podcast with Beau that she started, like, but I think she's only been doing that for like maybe the past year.
Doesn't she do ads on Instagram?
I don't think so. What about
royalty from the show?
I don't know. I just, like, I mean, she got canceled from like literally everything. Like everyone dropped her when that all happened.
Damn.
So I don't know what her status is.
Can you quickly recap for the listeners why she got canceled?
So her and her colleague, her co-host, her co-worker, Kristen Doughty, and her
triggered.
There was like, I don't know exactly the story, but there was something that they thought their person that they was on the show at Vanderpump Rules as well, Faith, who's black, they thought that she had like stolen something or something like that. And Kristen phoned the police and reported that it was Faith that stole it, mm-hmm. but it wasn't actually her. Mm-hmm. And then Faith brought this to the world's attention. And it was during that whole like
BLM movement.
Yeah. And it was pretty much like an immediate cancellation.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't her. Like she wasn't the one that did it or that stole it. And so both her and Kristen and Stassi immediately got fired from Vanderpump Rules.
And then Jax quit.
But Stassi also mentioned under pod, like she had a podcast straight up with Stassi. They dropped, like her network dropped her. Mm-hmm. She had, like she obviously got dropped by her publicist, her agent, like literally everybody. The only thing that she had left going on was this book.
Yeah.
But then she was like completely retooled the book and was like, hey, I can't write about this shit. She said that her original book premise was like how to like be successful.
Oh, and shit. Yeah. No. How to be successful and then completely fuck it up.
Yeah. And so she was pregnant with Hartford, her child at the time. So she completely rewrote a different book.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
So her book is all about like her cancellation, all the things she's learned and like her like connection with her daughter. It actually sounds interesting. I don't know if I'll read it, but
it's unfortunate because like Stassi really carried that show.
She did.
And I miss her on the show, but her actions are not excusable.
Yeah. And it is like it's all part of that. It would have been interesting to. I'm glad that she wrote the book because it is interesting to see how people take that and learn from it.
Well, that's what I want to know. Did she learn from it or is it just like a sorry for the press?
It seems to me when I'm listening to her. Because she's kind of like on a press tour effectively for a book right now. Mm-hmm. So I've heard her on a few different podcasts. And at least from my perspective, it does come across as genuine remorse. Like there's not one ounce of her trying to make an excuse the behavior or explain it away or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It like every time it's like seems like a genuine acknowledgement, like, this is absolutely wrong. That's good. Deserved kind of everything that came from it, and this is all the things I've learned.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Everyone probably has their own takes as to whether she's being sincere or not, but it seems sincere to me.
Thank you for the brief update.
Yeah, so she's in...
Not brief.
She's in...
Right, so 120 page written argument.
I'm not 16. I'm very verbose, okay? So she's in Rome right now. The only people that I could identify who are Bravo related who are there are Bo, her husband.
Oh, and, good. Good. I'm glad.
Katie is there. Christina Kelly.
Oh, is Schwartz there?
Schwartz is there. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Christina Kelly. And that's pretty much it for Bravo.
What about Sandoval?
Nope.
Good. Jax?
No. Literally,
she
that's
went to
it.
Jax's wedding, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's 35 people. I mean, you don't have a ton of people to invite.
True.
But yeah, so
Schwartz,
she's...
really?
So Schwartz, yeah. Because I think Schwartz is standing up with... Well, I don't know if they're having actual... It sounded to me in the podcast that she's not actually having bridesmaids. Because she's like, everyone here is pretty much my bridesmaid because you're the... I only invited the important people kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting married this weekend. I'm excited to see what they look like. I love seeing wedding pictures. And then also another marriage, Hannah Burner from Summer House is getting married to Des Bishop.
I honestly thought they were going to break up.
Well, there's all those rumors that they are broken up, but no,
I don't know if they're strong. Actually going to last.
Yeah, I don't know.
Des Burner reminds me, just looks wise, of Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing New York.
I don't know who that is.
I know. He's one of my favorite agents.
Oh, it's Des Bishop.
I don't like Des.
He's interesting.
You either like him or you don't.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
I just, I don't know what to say about him. I don't dislike him, but I also don't like him. So I'm in between.
Wait, that totally defeats everything I just said you also agreed with.
I disagree. Change my mind.
Okay. Well, people are allowed to change. Even though I don't think people change. I think they just grow.
I agree.
Or not grow.
Yes. We know some of both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, but I want to talk about The Circle. I know you haven't watched.
Oh, but briefly. This will be brief.
Wait.
They're saying that there is a divorce happening in The Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Lisa and Larry.
Lisa and Lars?
Yeah. Well, they're saying that it's a long time marriage. So it's got to be theirs or maybe Gertie.
No.
But that wouldn't be interesting.
No one would care.
Yeah.
It's got to be Lisa. I mean, they were seemingly on the rocks for a while there.
She deserves
a lot better.
Because that
emotional affair. Yeah. And then on the reunion, it seemed like she was still really upset about it, kind of.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
That was a good reunion.
It was a good reunion.
It was a good season.
I know.
I'm really looking forward to the next.
Same. Okay, so mini TV recaps before we get in our fulsome TV recaps.
Sure.
We need to talk about the Selling Sunset reunion and The Circle.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about first?
Let's do The Circle.
Okay, so I know you didn't watch, so that's extremely disappointing and you're not doing your job very well.
But I was really caught up in Grace and Frankie and Ozark.
I know, but I don't understand either of those two shows.
I think I needed like some scripted TV, to be honest.
Okay, well, I do have like a quick picture ditch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we'll get to it in a bit.
How much TV did you watch?
I didn't. It's an old one. I don't know, remember if I pitched or ditched it, but I'm going to pitch it to you if you want some scripted TV. Because the second season just came out. But that's a teaser.
Oh, I know which one you're going to talk about.
Okay. Well,
The Wilds.
I'm really excited.
Is it The Wilds?
Yeah. Have you watched?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll pitch it in a second.
Okay.
But back to The Circle. So, The Circle is a TV show on Netflix.
Nice.
Just in case our listeners don't know. I'm just going to fill them in. It's a social media game show, kind of. And the concept is there's like 9 or so people who go into The Circle. It's an apartment building in like London. In London,
or
town.
London, Ontario.
No.
No. It's London.
It's in fancy London town. And the people are
the
looking.
UK. So United it's Kingdom. Prince Harry and Meghan are excommunicated.
You'll be happy to know that none of them have fake, awful accents like Shireen's.
Wow.
Just kidding. Yours is way better than mine.
Yeah.
Mine is trash.
Mine's bad, but yours is worse.
Way worse. Mm. So they each live in their own little apartment, and obviously there's cameras everywhere, and they can only communicate to their fellow contestants through the circle. And the circle is basically like a Facebook. It's operated through their TV.
A Facebook.
Yeah. And it's, I think I'd be incredible at this show.
You would be so good.
I am so good at talk to texting.
I would need to be texting you the entire time to ask what I should say.
Yeah, definitely. We need to go in as a team.
Yeah, that would be so oh my god, we should apply.
We should.
We should do the Amazing Race.
Oh god, no. We yeah, would no, not no, end up being friends after. We would be
so good, Laura.
I know, but we would not be friends after.
But we'd be rich. What's better than that?
True.
I'll buy your friendship. I'll buy your stake in their friendship.
Okay, go so on. We've got work to do in terms of our applications after this. So they basically have to talk in like chats. So they can invite individuals to chat. They can start group chats, or sometimes there's like the circle chat, which has everyone involved. And they basically talk to their TV and they're like, hey, circle, send a message to Shireen. Hey, Shireen, !!
This How's is it you going? With talk to text every day.
Yeah. Literally, sometimes I go to send you a voice note.
Sometimes.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I go to send you a voice note, I think that I'm talk to texting and I'll be like, period, space, and so then
those are my favorite though.
I sound like a robot. So and then each week there's like a rankings, so everyone gets to vote like who their top favorite people are, and then the top two people, like the most popular people in the circle, become influencers, and they get to choose one person to block from the circle, and then they're out of the game. That's the concept.
But you forgot to mention that they can either be their actual selves, or they can pretend to be someone else.
That's critical. Thank you so much. So they can go in, obviously, as their own human beings, whoever they are, because you have to put up a profile pic, you have to put up a bio and everything like that. Or they can be a catfish.
Like, for instance, last season, Lance Bass's assistant went in as Lance Bass.
Yes.
Yes. That was epic.
That was epic. She didn't do a very good job.
No.
No. But anyways, it's so sometimes the catfishes are like hilarious because like last year it was this guy who was pretending to be like a really hot girl, and he did so at it. He was so good.
Emily.
Yeah.
What was his name?
John.
He was like one of my favorites.
Same.
He was wholesome.
Yeah. So a new season just came out.
Remember his giveaway was that he couldn't apply makeup properly.
Oh yeah. On the what's it called?
I don't know, but they had this task where they had to apply makeup on some dummy or a picture.
It was on like a, what's it called? Starts with an M.
Mannequin?
Mannequin.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof. I wanted to say like machete or like Macarena.
Bad brain fog for you.
I know. I'm just thinking about this show.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off. So this season.
So they released the first four episodes.
I hate that they do that.
I know. It keeps you wanting more. And the new ones come out tomorrow. So there's going to be another four tomorrow. So you can like binge.
Plus Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot for you.
Epic.
It's going to be an all-nighter. So I actually, like, I think the cast is overall not its best, but not its worst. There
Who
are
the worst?
Well, like, there was a season, like, that season, like, last season was not my favorite in terms of the people. But this season, yeah, as I said, it's not the, I think the very best cast was, like, Shubby Snacks, the first one. I loved that.
Shubby was your favorite.
He was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. That was a different time in your life, too.
I know.
Crazy. Cressy girl.
So, there's a few people that I like. Most of the people I like. The big twist, which you'll see, is that the Spice Girls.
Huh?
Mel B and Emma Bunton are in the circle.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary Spice
and Baby Spice are in the circle.
You know what's crazy? I keep getting this ad from Hudson's Bay for a Spice Girl sweater, and I keep like wanting to buy it, but then I'm like, no, don't do it. But now, this is a sign.
This is a sign. It's probably because you've been Googling Spice Rack so much.
Oh. Yeah. Tim, so you can't remember the word mannequin, but you can put that together?
Yes. Nice. I have a strange set of skills.
Yin and yang.
So it's quite good. I have liked it so far. I binged the first four episodes on Sunday. So I'd recommend that you watch, and then we can talk in more detail about everyone and who we like and who we dislike.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll definitely watch it before our next session.
Okay, so next week, tune in for the recap of the first eight episodes of The Circle.
plus Beverly Hills plus Kardashians plus second part of Summer House Reunion.
It'll be a jam-packed episode.
Anka jam-packed episode.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Okay.
Actually, at the office the other day, someone was teaching me how to Sirlock something, and they were like, but don't do all the papers at once because then it's going to get jammed. And I was like, uncut jams. And she knew what I was talking about, so she laughed.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And why are you like Sirloxing things?
I know. I knew you were going to ask me that. Listen, I was a child of immigrant parents, and I have a really hard time asking other people for help. Like, I barely use my assistant. All I do is send her my expenses, but I do everything else.
No, you should not be Sirloxing things.
I know.
Okay. Anyways, I also want to briefly, very briefly, touch on the Selling Sunset reunion.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So there wasn't a lot I didn't think actually to talk about. I mean,
really?
Well, I don't know. Did you have a lot of notes?
No, I thought it was so bad.
I thought it was bad, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't think there was anything interesting about it. I mean, obviously, there was like the Chrishell stuff at the very end, but that was, we already kind of knew about that from Instagram. I guess it was just confirmed. The one thing I was very surprised about was the extent to which Jason got very, very, very emotional.
I thought that was so weird.
Right?
I thought the entire thing was weird. Look, okay, I can give grace to people who are doing their first reunions, even hosts like Tan France, but this was bad.
It was bad. Like, I just don't also think there was that much to talk about or, like, rehash.
You and I watch so many reunions on Bravo TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I understand we have a certain standard.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also seen, like, people's first reunions, and no one's has been this bad.
No, it was so bad. It was so boring. There was,
very like, boring.
Nothing Tan interesting.
Tan France was fangirling too much.
Yeah.
He wasn't being objective and asking, like, the good questions.
Yeah, he was trying to be too friendly to people.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah, he was a bad host.
He was. And Davina just can't sit straight. Like, that was pissing me off. Her slouching into the couch.
Oh, I didn't notice.
I just kept thinking something was growing out of Chrishell's neck.
Oh, yeah, with that big dress she had on.
Yeah.
I also didn't like her hair.
Oh, but you know who they really did dirty?
Who?
Amanza.
She was, oh my gosh, when she was in the FaceTime?
Yeah, she talked about how she had COVID and was not doing well, and she took 3 hours to get ready.
And they gave her 2 seconds on the reunion?
Yeah, and she kept trying to talk more, and Tan France was like, okay, we'll let you go. Okay, we'll let you go.
It was so weird that he just, like, FaceTimed her, like, with his phone.
Yeah.
It was so strange.
So bad. And that was, like, the most I've ever heard Brett speak.
I know. I don't even know why he's really part of the show. Like, is he even part
Neither
of
do
the
I.
Oppenheim group anymore? I thought he had his own brokerage.
I have no idea. They didn't even ask him about his breakup.
With Tina?
Mm-hmm. Or Tattooed Mary and yeah. Yolanda Hadid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't have been interesting either. Like, nothing about it was interesting. Like, the only thing I was like, oh, wow, like, Jason seems genuinely sad about this. Maybe this was real.
You thought it was genuine?
I don't know. He was seemed like really, really. Like, it seemed like to me, if he was faking the tears, it wouldn't have lasted as long.
Yeah, I think he should have pulled an Amber Heard, where he just like sniffs Vicks. Do you think that was Vicks or cocaine?
Cocaine.
Yeah, I think it was cocaine too. TBH.
Vicks? That's what people are saying it was.
Yeah. So some people are saying that she sniffed Vicks or methanol, which is like a trick that actors use to make themselves cry on set.
Oh.
But
okay.
There were no tears.
Yeah.
She had no tears.
That wasn't around the
tears. It was definitely coke.
Yeah. That was bold.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, just, you know, people listen to our podcast now, we're going to get sued.
Listen.
Hey to our Swedish listeners.
Yeah, shout out to our Swedish listeners. Crazy.
Crazy
girl. Yeah, nothing we say is legal advice or legal opinions. They're just court of public opinion.
Yeah, which we're very good at.
Mm-hmm.
Better at our job, some would say.
Yeah.
Okay,
not
so
you,
then,
head of lit. Best litigator in town.
No, absolutely not. So the very end, obviously the announcement is that Chrishell is in a new relationship with a non-binary rock star named G Flip.
Yeah, we mentioned this in Hot Tops like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. So,
and it was confirmed.
It was confirmed. They showed a clip of the music video, and please, I would like to hear your thoughts.
That's how they met. First of all, why was it so like 2002 quality?
Yeah.
Like even the concept and the outfit and the makeup, it was really bad. And very it bad. Made me disappointed because I actually really liked G Flip before she started dating Chrishell.
I had no idea who this chick was.
I mentioned this on Hot Tops too. Anyway, G Flip has great songs.
Really? Well,
I actually played one of her songs on the way back from Kananaskis.
The song that they played in the clip was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it was catchy.
So they met on the set of this music video where Chrishell's the main character, as always. And I just wonder why G Flip reached out to Chrishell. Like maybe she needed more publicity and.
It does seem like a very random connection. It also seems like a very random thing for Chrishell to agree to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like Austin. What's his last name?
Kroll?
Yeah. He's just super thirsty.
Yeah. Trying to be on three shows, as we'll discuss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of it for the Selling Sunset reunion. Not that exciting.
They didn't really talk to Mary.
I mean,
she looked coked out as usual.
She's always just so sporadic.
I just don't understand it. And then who else was there? Oh, Emma. When Vanessa said that she doesn't cook real empanadas.
Oh, yeah.
To Emma. That was literally her only contribution.
I know. I hope that she's not back next year. Bored of her. She's not?
She's not. Okay. Did you see her horrible engagement ring?
No. I probably tuned out. It was
like from Walmart. Like, I would say no.
You would
say I know you have a different take on this, but no. Like, any guy that I've ever been with knows that, like, I want the ring that I want, and I'm not going to settle for less.
Yeah, it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
To you.
To me.
To you.
I don't really wear jewelry.
No, you don't.
So, yeah. Blang, blang.
Bang, bang. And that is whack. What is that from?
What?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to Google it after.
No idea.
It's like, blang, blang. And that is whack.
Someone
out there is going to know what I'm talking about.
But you saw the TikTok I sent you where I was like, I'm using the sound from now on, which is like, boo, tomato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
I've been using it so much. Yeah.
Okay, so is that it? Do you have anything more to add?
I just thought it was really bad.
Yeah, terrible. And,
like, what kind of social experiment is this where they, like, show Jason's reaction to the breakup and then they go, Chrishell, how does that make you feel? And then they show Chrishell's music video and goes, Jason, what are your thoughts after viewing that, knowing how you feel about Chrishell? Yeah. The fuck?
I know. I mean, it's a little bit contrived.
We need to start a jar where you contribute money.
We should just start our listeners on drinking games. Anytime we say contrived.
Yeah, take that's a new segment.
Okay, so I want to move on to my brief picture ditch.
Okay.
Okay, forgive me if I've talked about this before, but just because you said you wanted more scripted TV, and I just saw that the new season of the show has been released, the second season on Prime, just this last week.
Uh-huh.
So it's called The Wilds. I think I have talked about this before.
Not on this podcast.
Okay, so the concept is basically these six or seven girls are on this plane and they're all sent off to like this kind of like wellness retreat type thing, therapy type thing, because they're all from different walks of life. Two of them are actually sisters. Everyone else, they don't know each other. They're all plunked in this airplane. The airplane crashes. They end up on an island and they're on the island trying to survive. And it becomes like kind of Lord of the Flies type things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of the first episode, it's basically shown that there's like these people that are observing them, and it's kind of like this big type of experiment, although you don't know what the heck's going on. And
like,
then
that Korean show, Squid Games?
Kind of.
They're actually being watched?
Yeah, kind of. So they have cameras out in the woods. So they're observing these girls. They may or may not have like an insider there, and this whole plane crash was like fake.
Contrived.
I used a different word just for you.
I'm just trying to get our listeners drunk.
Okay, good call. So it's a really good show. I really liked it. I binge watched it all over Christmas break like 2 years ago. So it's been, I've been waiting for the second season for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I just started watching the second season, and it appears that they're now, like, the second season's concept. So anyway, I got to take a step back. So during the course of the show, it kind of flashes back between their life before the island and, like, their upbringing and, like, what brought them there and their issues.
Island boy.
And then it flashes to, like, their current time on the island. And then it flashes forward to them being interviewed about their time on the island. And they all look really haggard and, like, they're in this weird place. And so the whole thing, you're wondering, like, what was this experiment all about? Where are these girls? Who survived? Who didn't survive? And so it's really, it's kind of like a thriller almost, but it's not that dark. Like, you know that other show, Yellow Jackets?
Yeah.
It's not dark like that. It's, that's way too dark for me. I couldn't watch that, but I could watch The Wilds. Okay. So this new season just came out and I watched the first, like, tiny little bit of it. And it appears that they're doing, like, the concept is a similar kind of experiment, but now it's boys, all boys on this island. And you still don't quite know what the experiment is all about. So I'm hoping we find out more about that. But anyways, if you're looking for a scripted show, it's on HBO. No, it's on Amazon Prime and it's quite good.
So you're telling me you haven't watched Casual or Roar or Grown-ish?
Absolutely not. I have not watched any of those yet. But, you know, maybe someday.
I don't believe that. And you don't either. You know that. But that's why this makes this even more harder for me to say. I will try The Wilds. Fuck. I hate you.
You know, sometimes when you're just, your ability to pitch a show is just exceedingly great. And it just convinces the world, you know, this is a show to watch.
I don't think it's about the pitch. No. My pitch was good last week.
Your pitch was good last week. I did.
And even the week before that, I'm getting better.
You are
Casual getting better. Casual was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just get really nervous.
I know.
Because you give me this look and I feel like I'm being evaluated. And then you ask questions and I'm like, fuck.
I know. I literally just sit there watching, waiting for me to be able to cross-examine you on all of your thoughts and questions and ask you pointed questions that you don't know the answer to.
Well, just wait until you're on the other side of a file with me.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
I actually can't wait. I hope that never happens.
Head of lit against some peasant.
She is not the head of lit, guys. Yeah. Okay, should we get into our recap segment?
Yeah. So, the Kardashians aired last week. This was episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
This was all about Kourtney and Travis's proposal.
Oh my god, I haven't watched.
What?
I haven't watched.
Shut the fuck up.
Did they show the proposal?
Yes.
I absolutely have not watched that yet. Oh my god.
How dare you?
I know, and I had time.
So much time and so much TV.
I had time on Sunday. And you know what? I was like, oh, I'm out of shows. This is so sad. And that's why I started watching The Wilds, because I really wanted scripted TV.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't watch it. Anyways, you can give me the cliff notes.
Well, it was all about the proposal. They came back into the room. I don't know if it was a hotel or a house. It was a house. They come in. Everyone yells surprise. And they have a dinner and they give some speeches. Kourtney goes to go FaceTime with Penelope and Rain and Mason, and that's sort of where there's some drama, because Chris obviously made the choice not to invite Penelope, Rain and Mason, but like Travis's kids were there.
What?
Yeah, so Chris thought that like they were too young, they wouldn't understand, and like maybe they would be upset about it. And Kim and Chloe decided that yeah, mom's right, so they went along with it. So Kourtney goes off into a separate room to FaceTime Penelope and says, guess what? I'm engaged. And Penelope was like, what? And she goes, Travis and I are getting married. And Penelope immediately starts bawling, like scream crying. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Kourtney was just like, okay, like maybe we shouldn't talk. And Penelope was like, hang up. And so they hung up. And Kourtney was just like, she probably feels like she might be losing me, or like maybe she's not going to see Scott anymore, because Penelope's still pretty young.
Like, why?
And then she FaceTimes Rain, and Rain was, like, okay about it.
What is he, really, 3 years old?
Yeah. I didn't really see or remember Mason's reaction, but Scott was pissed that they didn't invite the kids.
Okay.
And so was Kourtney. Kourtney was like, to Scott, I just want you to know, like, it wasn't my decision. I had no say. They decided.
That's just really all together. I have so many thoughts. So, first of all, being a child of seeing your parent with somebody who's not the parent you've seen them with your whole life, and then like having that be a permanent thing is like a big thing for a kid. I don't care how old mm-hmm. you are. Mm-hmm. And I think Chris might have had it right here. Like, I think perhaps the kids not being there was the right choice, because what if they had a lot of feelings like Penelope yeah. did, and they're surrounded by people, there's so much pressure, there's not space for them to have these big feelings. I think the better approach is to have it happen than communicate it privately to your kids and yeah. give them like one-on-one time to have their big feelings and talk about it and ask all the questions that they have, as opposed to communicating it by way of FaceTime. Like, your kid does not need to know
moment. So okay, she wasn't going to talk to them right away, but then she thought, I better say something before they start seeing it on their iPads because of the news and whatever and social media. And then she looked at her phone and saw like 15 missed calls from Penelope. So that's why she called Penelope.
And had Penelope
there wasn't anything that suggested that she did, but that's why she told her. And like, I understand telling her right away, but I also think like if they weren't celebrities, the better approach would have been to tell her after the night. Yeah. And I do agree that it was probably the best call not to have the kids there, because that would have also ruined like Courtney's night.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I understand the rationale of like wanting to hear it out of your parents' mouth. But also, isn't there other ways to address that? Like, weren't they probably with Scott? Couldn't they have said like, Scott, this is what just went down. Can you make sure they're off their iPads for the evening? Like, do mm-hmm. something with them so then I yeah. can talk to them about it tomorrow. Like, I just feel like, were there not other ways to address that?
Well, speaking of Scott, so after she FaceTimes, Kim and Chloe come into the room to comfort Courtney. And then Kendall and Kylie join. And Kendall, I cannot fucking stand her. She goes, do you just like not feel any sympathy towards Scott? Because it really does not seem like you do to the outsider. And it's like, bitch, like, let her have her night.
Yeah, let her have
her moment. Ask her this later. But like,
why should she be thinking about someone else in that moment?
Right. So Courtney's just like, no, of course I do. Like, I'm sensitive to his feelings, but I can't like stop living my life because of him. And Kim and Chloe were like, he had years to make it right with Courtney, which is true. And then Kim, the voice of reason, my queen, was like, okay, can we talk about this another night? Like, let's have Courtney have her night tonight and be happy. We can worry about Scott another time.
Like, if I got engaged and you were like, Laura, think about how you need to tell your ex and think about how he might feel, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, we are no longer friends.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, you know what? You had every right to excommunicate me.
There we go. See?
Drink.
Great word.
But yeah, so then they leave the room. They go back to the dinner. Courtney gets re-glammed. And I think after that, so yeah, back to Scott. Chloe then goes over to Scott's place and brings a gift basket to like make him feel better or whatever. And she asks Scott how he's doing. And he starts off like, yeah, no, you know what? I feel a relief that someone's there to like really love her and look after her. And I felt like after hurting her for so many years, like I owed it to her to like take care of her. Mm-hmm. But then he goes on to get salty, which Chloe did recognize. And he was like, and I mean, like, good for Travis, because Courtney is not easy. Mm. And Chloe was like, what do you mean? He goes, Courtney's not the easiest person to love. And she's like difficult and complicated, whatever. And I was like, bitch, you literally cheated on her. We're always drunk. You were an absolute shit show. Immature. Anyway, so Chloe like had her little confessional on the couch and was like, okay, we all know that he's just in his feels. And
yeah. And did she say anything to him in that moment? Or just
no, she just kind of, she was like, there's nothing that I can say to him right now. Like, I just need to let him
have his feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sounded really mature and like she goes to therapy, which made me wonder, does Kim go to therapy?
I don't know. I kind of feel like she's just doesn't need it.
Right? Unless she is the therapist.
Right? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Do you remember
those seasons? I just feel like, where does she have time?
Right? Do you remember those seasons when they made them go to therapy on camera?
No.
I hate recapping old seasons of the Kardashians with you.
I know. I don't have a memory like you.
So, okay. Apart from the Scott thing, the only other thing that really happened in that episode was Courtney going to do her egg retrieval. So remember I said that they only had one good egg?
Yeah.
It was that they had one good follicle. So that means that she could have a bunch of eggs in the follicle?
No.
Something like that.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, that's how the doctor said it.
Hmm.
So anyway, they're banking on that. And then it ended pretty much with, like, the doctor telling Travis to, like, give his sperm that day. And they were like, so I can't use my spit. Like, none of my bodily fluids can come into his sample. And then Courtney and Travis told the cameras to get out of the room.
Ew, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm so tired of them.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, played up too much now, even. Like, that kind of stuff. It's like, really, do we need to go that far?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, no updates on their birth journey or pregnancy journey because she's not pregnant right now.
Yeah.
And this was filmed, like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah. Maybe they were saving it for the show.
Maybe.
Well, we wish her all the best on her journey.
But that's it. Like, this Thursday is the 5th episode. We're halfway through the season.
Oh, my gosh.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. Rewatch?
I will.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching. I can't believe I forgot
that.
Yeah,
what the and you're going to have 2 episodes to watch.
But do you know what the problem is? It's on Disney Plus. Like, I never go on Disney Plus. I don't even think of that as, like. But
you think of the Kardashians every day.
Yeah, for sure. Because I
remind you.
Yeah, you send me Instagrams every single day.
Yeah.
Several.
It's true.
Okay, now.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Bitch.
My mom always guilt trip us like that. But anyway. Ooh,
that's savage.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our next TV recap of Summer House. So I watched this today before coming, because I actually remembered what shows. So it's very fresh in my mindsies.
Fought. Fresh off the TV.
Interesting.
As opposed to Fob, fresh off the boat.
Okay.
Or freight off the boat.
Ooh, is that a... That sounds dark.
Like, it's when packages are delivered. Like, sometimes my packages...
Oh, freight.
Yeah.
I thought you said frayed, like, afraid off the boat, but shortened for to frayed off the boat.
No.
And I thought you were talking about people being afraid when they first land.
No.
Okay. Anyways. So, Summer House Reunion.
Part one.
So...
Coming in hot.
I have a lot of things, but there wasn't actually a lot of things.
I totally know what you mean.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing was the whole, like, Lindsay, Paige, Sierra, Danielle feud.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. So I didn't love how saucy Paige came across as.
Finally coming to your senses.
Well, let's not go that far yet.
You're finally going to come to your senses.
Well, let's not go that far yet. I just think that her sitting there with such a sour face, coming out like so hot on things, I was like, I don't understand where this is coming from. And it didn't play well at all when Lindsay was, quote, not getting activated and being actually quite normal.
Yeah.
Immature.
It was her best for her best reunion
by far, like miles, like, away.
I didn't like when Paige said you should go back into PR because you're really good at spinning shit that you say.
Let's talk about that. So that was, I had a note specifically about that because I was like, wow, I actually totally understand what Lindsay is saying, and I actually agreed with her. So this was about the conversation when they were out, when Austin was coming to the house and they were out by the pool and all the girls were talking, and they asked Lindsay, like, where is Austin going to sleep? And Lindsay said, well, I'm assuming he's going to sleep in my room.
Yeah, like, and I'm not going to put him up on the couch.
Yeah, so her explanation about that was like, well, he's my guest. He's coming for my birthday. When you have a guest that comes to stay for your event, you make sure they have sleeping accommodations.
So, like, it actually didn't sound like she meant they're gonna have sex.
No. And when you went back and played the clip, I was like, wow, if I totally see how that could be where she was coming from. And she was just like, well, I'm assuming he'll stay in my room because where else would he stay? Like, I'm the reason he's coming. I'm putting him up. He can stay in my room. He doesn't have to stay. We don't have to move beds around or something like that. Like, and then, yeah, Paige responded with, wow, you should be in PR because I can't believe how good you can spin things. And it's like, I think she might actually be telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually very surprised at that explanation.
I really did not appreciate how often they would bring up Lindsay's miscarriage.
Right? And they'd throw it back so quickly. Like I think at one point Amanda said something like, well, did you have a miscarriage? Or somebody said something like that. No,
that was Kyle.
That was Kyle. And it's just like, man, like, you have no idea how sensitive Lindsay might be about this.
They have no right to bring that up.
Yeah.
Only Lindsay can bring that up.
Exactly. And I understood where, like, when Amanda was giving her explanation of that, like, I thought she was coming across as genuine and trying to explain it.
I just think that, like, what page, this is me really giving them the benefit of the doubt. What Paige and Amanda were trying to say was not being articulated properly.
I think, yeah, I agree. I think also because Paige and Lindsay aren't close, it's very hard to believe that that's the perspective she was coming from when she made those various comments. Amanda is a little bit different because I think she's more part of that OG crew and actually does care about her as a friend, that I can believe from her perspective, like, look, I was just trying to check in on you. And maybe because she was dancing around it so much at that Vineyard talk, she was trying not to throw it in her face, like, you had a miscarriage and this is why I'm asking. Mm-hmm. I can see giving her the benefit of the doubt why that conversation wasn't coming across as direct as it could have been. In terms of the reason why she was saying that.
Okay, so they keep saying, like, we're asking because we haven't seen you like this. But hasn't Lindsay always been like this? Like, she's had a boyfriend or she's been, like, single hubs.
I know. And, like, maybe she hasn't brought that many people back to the house. But I feel like she's always talking about having a bunch of guys that she's got on the go.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's not sleeping with them all. I don't know.
I don't think it was, like, uncommon behavior for Lindsay.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was playing up a storyline for a show as well. Mm. I think that was a component of it.
Yeah. I thought that Paige was being very hypocritical. Same with Sierra. Like, talking about the brothel and then, like, not being accountable to her shit with playing Andrea and Craig at the same time. And talking about how she's 29 and single, can do whatever she wants. But then, like, being so harsh on Lindsay.
Yeah, and the one hypocritical, so they threw it back to Sierra being like, how is this different from Vermont when Lindsay was all excited about Austin coming? You had absolutely no relationship with him, and then you got right in there and had a whole relationship with Austin right in front of Lindsay. And Sierra's explanation was, it's not hypocritical because I said I will take a step back if you're interested in pursuing this relationship. And then they showed a clip, and I was fully expecting that clip to be Sierra and Lindsay. And it was Sierra and Austin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is not the same thing. Like,
and that's
Sierra,
what you say to a guy that you're interested in.
Totally. And then Austin, of course, he says in response, absolutely not. If Lindsay was to come in here right now, I would tell her I have absolutely no interest in you. Well, that is exactly what he was telling Lindsay about Sierra. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw so many clips of that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, she, even if we give Lindsay the benefit of the doubt and said she was like, hey, Austin, where's things at with Sierra?
Yep.
He told her the exact same things. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Sierra went to Lindsay pre her Austin relationship, was like, I know you guys have a thing. If you want to pursue that, I'll take a step back. I don't want to step on your toes. That's absolutely not what happened.
100%. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was annoying that they kept talking about someone who wasn't even at the reunion.
Austin?
But, yeah.
Wasn't he coming out?
I thought he was. I don't know. There's no preview.
No. Well, it'd be nice if he didn't show up. I don't want him to see him on my screen.
Yeah.
I'm over him.
But Carl was doing a good job of defending. Carl and Danielle were both defending Lindsay. Like, I don't think Lindsay talked much. They were standing up for her.
Yeah, she barely spoke.
Yeah. And I didn't really like how Paige came for Carl.
Yeah.
And I was like, what did you do this summer? And I'm glad Carl said something like, it was a pretty big summer for me. Like, I was being sober.
Mm-hmm. And it was weird. It was weird to me, though, that he was like, you never show your relationship on TV. Like, when he was coming at Paige for that. It's like, how is she not? She, like, Craig has been all over this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't really understand that.
I didn't understand that back and forth either.
But when she was like, okay, Carl, like, obviously you're going to defend Lindsay. Like, I wish Carl had said yes, but also I'm just speaking facts.
Yeah.
Instead of I'm not defending Lindsay.
Yeah.
Just speaking facts.
Yeah, I agree. So Danielle and Sierra obviously also had their back and forth.
I'm glad Danielle said something.
Yeah. But I did also feel like I totally understand why Danielle was emotional, upset. I completely agree with all of her points. I did think that Sierra was trying to take accountability.
She was, but I didn't like how she did not reach out to Danielle shortly after seeing what happened, like where she threw the wine glass.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad Danielle said, like, why wouldn't you text me? And Sierra's like, we don't have a relationship like that. But it's like, you guys don't have a relationship like that because you keep approaching it like that.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Like, even if I'm someone I'm not close with, if they came to me and was like, you hurt my feelings, like, I would call them and be like, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
100%. It doesn't mean I have to be best friends with them to offer an apology to someone I hurt.
But that's us. We're 1% of the population, INFJ. So
we were literally so unique.
I knew her.
I also LOL'd at, like, Amanda's how to apologize chat.
Oh yeah.
Which I, like, totally agreed with, but it went on for so long, like, just trying to get the right apology out of her.
But it was also just like, does Kyle apologize to you like that?
I know. It was like, I think her and Kyle were both like, we just went to therapy today and this is what we learned in therapy and now we're going to convey it to the world.
Yeah. Did Kyle's hair remind you of anyone?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I actually paused the screen multiple times and to comment.
They are two peas in a pod.
Yeah. The nice mullet flow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alex actually showed his personality.
Yeah.
In the reunion. It yeah, almost for made
as much
me,
as
like,
they allowed him to.
It almost made me go, maybe he has more to offer. Maybe. And should come back for second season. I think he will come back for second season.
I just need more out of him. I don't want him to have a crush on anyone in the house. I want to know, like, I want him to have a different relationship.
God,
I want
that makeout session was so awkward.
Lots of teeth, they said. Lots
so
of teeth.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, I thought for part one, he handled himself well.
Yeah.
And showed more of his personality.
And more confidence.
Yeah. I will say, like, you remember I wasn't really feeling Andrea in Winterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, I'm definitely feeling him now.
Finally?
Yeah. No, like, I have been growing it throughout the season of Summer House.
Okay.
Like, seeing him on the reunion, too, just, like, he's just so, like, level-headed.
Yeah.
You can tell he's genuinely crazy about Lexi.
Uh-huh, obsessed.
He wants to be friends with everyone. He loves everyone. He's just a genuine, loving guy.
He's a teddy bear.
And he's so hot. Fucking hot.
So hot.
So hot.
So hot.
The perfect nose, the perfect face structure, the
everything.
Hair.
Everything. And he's also
abs.
Funny.
He's funny. He can cook.
Oh, my God.
He's cultured. He loves everyone in his life. And he can dress well.
He is the man. He
of
is
my
the
dreams.
Man. He is the complete package.
Yeah.
Did you also see when him and Lexi walked into the dressing room?
Yeah.
He was holding her hand.
And then he kissed her.
Yeah. It was super cute.
I wonder if we'll, like, she's probably not going to make an appearance.
Maybe next season.
Maybe on Winterhouse.
Yeah, that's true, because they would have been together by then, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So Maya and Oliver, remember that at the very beginning they asked Maya what the status was? And
yeah,
she said,
I don't remember that.
She said, he's in my life, we're not boyfriend-girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so they're not a fish.
But didn't they film this before she made that appearance on Watch What Happens Live? And I was like, they attended together.
I know, but maybe things have changed. Yeah. I don't remember the timeline, like whether this was filmed before that.
I think it was.
It might have been. But anyway, she said they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. He's just in her life.
But good for Maya for her success in her business.
Yeah,
sounds
she's
like
killing
she has
it with
like
the cookies.
Thousands on a wait list.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, it made me want a cookie.
Yeah, same. But I'm, like, especially happy for her because, like, I know that business was born out of her trying to find her own identity after breaking off her engagement.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, really proud of her.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting how much she was standing up and, involving herself in the discussions between Sierra, Paige, and the other people.
Yeah.
It was also interesting to me how Paige came out of the hop to explain her animosity and was like, look, this is a very difficult group to break into.
Thought she was very articulate.
She was. And I was like, this is interesting because we've never really heard her speak on this.
Yeah.
But I think it's been quite evident for several seasons that, like, her and Hannah were the outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's just more of them because Amanda's kind of started moving on to the other side kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I was just like, that just also doesn't seem to me to be the absolute reason why you're so angry at Lindsay. And I still don't comprehend
why. I also
why.
Don't think it's completely accurate. Like, I do think that Paige and Hannah would isolate.
Yeah,
and
for
I
sure.
think Paige and Sierra do the same thing.
They do.
But
yeah. They do, like, they do seem better to welcoming newbies. Like, remember mm-hmm. the beginning of the season when Maya wanted to go out and Lindsay and Danielle went out together and said, like, no, you can't
come.
So I do think that that was a fair point, that they're better at welcoming newbies than are Danielle and Lindsay.
Speaking of Danielle, did you see Robert, her boyfriend, post?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere between the second and third breakup.
But it was so interesting to me how many people, like, verified that that had happened.
I think it was just, like, maybe something that was drunkenly spoken.
I do. I agree. Like, I don't think anyone was telling lies. Solid. Like, I think that they never actually broke up. I think he was probably venting and was like, it's over.
Yeah.
Saying something along those lines to those girls. And they were like, oh, shit, they just broke up. But they didn't ever actually break up.
Yeah. And they never went to Charleston. I think no one's telling lies.
Yeah.
We're forgetting that Luke was even present.
Oh, he's so useless.
I don't he's done see with him the show. Coming back.
He needs to go.
Not for Summer House.
He's not adding anything.
No.
Like, I don't even know. He tried to talk about his, like, what did he contribute? He was literally a non-contributing cast member this year.
No, but he's got his maple syrup going for him.
Right. So he needs to move on to
and
bigger
and that's not the only
better.
Thing he's tapping on, apparently.
Like, ugh, the cringe.
I know.
Ugh.
But second part, I think, focuses more on Kyle and Amanda.
Right. Obviously, that was, like, such a huge...
I know, I was shocked.
I forgot that they even touched on that.
I was shocked. I was like, literally the entire season was about you two, and we haven't even spoken about you two.
Yeah, that's major.
Which I was okay with, because I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think next episode will be about that.
That makes sense. It's only a two-part reunion? Probably. I would think.
I think Craig makes an appearance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Austin made an appearance. Maybe both do.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
all right.
It.
Well, I think the only proper way to finish this episode is just with a little teaser of the really nice voice note that Shireen sent me at 4:37 a.m. on Sunday. And I just want to give you guys this little teaser. Maybe sometime we'll get to play the whole thing. But this is a reward for everyone who listened to the end of this pod.
Dude, oh my god, what the fuck, Laura? It's 4:30 in the morning.
For those who are wondering, I woke up and saw a bunch of...
No. If you say it, I have to play the whole thing.
No, okay. Toodles!